in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The church celebrates one of the great triumphs of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that triumph is that of his glorious ascension into heaven. And this happened 40 days after his resurrection, having conquered sin, having conquered death, having conquered the grave. Our blessed Lord gathered his disciples upon the Mount of Olives. And while he was on the Mount of Olives, lifted up his hands in blessing. And as soon as he lifted up his hands in blessing, he ascended before their eyes into the glory of heaven. My friends, to many people, the ascension appears at first to be a departure. It appears to be Jesus leaving his disciples behind. Yet that is not what the church teaches. The church teaches us that the ascension is not Christ abandoning his people, but rather Christ entering into his heavenly reign. He ascends not to be absent, but to be present in a new and greater way. He ascends as our King. He ascends as our High Priest. He ascends as our Advocate before the Father. So when we look at the Old Testament appointed for Ascension Day from Daniel, it gives us a magnificent vision of this mystery. Daniel sees one like the Son of Man, brought before the Ancient of Days. And unto him is given, Daniel says, dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. That's Daniel's vision. So the ascension is the fulfillment of that heavenly vision. Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Lord, now reigns in everlasting majesty. So what makes this feast so extraordinary, my friends, is that our Lord Jesus ascends not merely as God, but he ascends as God and man. He carries our humanity into heaven itself. A human nature, once wounded and fallen in Adam, is now exalted and glorified in Christ. What does that mean? As one great saint beautifully declares, that saint says, and I quote, "The ascension of Christ is our elevation. The ascension of Christ is our elevation." What does that mean? Where Christ the head has gone, his faithful people are called to follow. So this truth is reflected wonderfully in the collect appointed for Ascension Day. We pray that just as we believe Christ has ascended into heaven, so we may also in heart and mind thither ascend and with him continually dwell. So though we still live in this earthly world, the Christian life is meant to be heavenly minded. Though we live in this earthly world, we as Christians should be heavenly minded. Our hearts are to be lifted above the passing things of this world. Toward what? Toward the eternal kingdom of God. This world is not our final home. And yet the ascension does not remove us from our earthly responsibilities. There are many people who are so busy preparing for heaven that they are no earthly good. The ascension does not remove us from our earthly responsibilities. In the Acts of the Apostles, as disciples stood gazing upward into heaven, two angels appeared and asked the men. Listen to what the angels asked them. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The message is very clear, my brothers and sisters. Disciples are not to remain frozen in wonder, but are to prepare themselves for something. They are to prepare themselves for mission. They are to await the coming of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost, and then go forth preaching Christ to all nations. So the ascension, therefore, marks the beginning of Christ's mission to the world. Let me repeat. The ascension, therefore, marks the beginning of Christ's mission to the world. Christ ascends bodily in heaven, but his work continues through his body, the church. His body, the church, you and me. We are called to be witnesses in our homes, in our communities, and in every place where God has planted us. Where God has planted us. So in a world as we live, we are so often consumed with fear, we are consumed with division, we are consumed with violence, we are consumed with uncertainty. The Feast of the Ascension reminds us that Christ reigns above it all. In spite of what we are going through in our own lives, in our own world, Christ reigns above all of our issues. Earthly kingdoms rise and fall. We all know that. Human leaders come and go. We all know that. But Jesus Christ reigns eternally at the right hand of the Father. The throne of heaven is not empty, never empty. And that is why the disciples, according to Luke's gospel, returned to Jerusalem, not worried that he left them, but with great joy. They did not leave the Mount of Olives in despair, but in hope and confidence. They knew that Christ was alive. They knew he was victorious. and they knew he was reigning forever. My dear friends, we too are called to live that same, or with that same joy and confidence, because the ascension reminds us that our true citizenship is in heaven. So much of modern life pulls our hearts downward. So much of modern life causes us to be anxious, anxiety, materialism, endless distractions, and fear of the future. But the ascension calls us to lift our eyes upward. As St. Paul says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Simple words, yet so profound. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So to live the ascension life means to live it with heaven in view. Heaven in view. Two places we can be going, heaven or hell. We must set it with heaven in view. It means praying faithfully, even in busy days. It means remaining steadfast in holiness in a confused world. It means trusting Jesus Christ even when we are suffering. It means remembering that this world is not our final home. And finally, my friends, the ascension comforts us with the assurance that Christ continually intercedes for his people. Our great high priest stands before the Father, bearing the marks of his passion. He knows our sorrows. He knows our struggles. He knows our weaknesses. We are never forgotten. Remember that. The one who ascended also promised, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Therefore, my friends, let this glorious feast strengthen our faith. Let this glorious feast of the Ascension lift our hearts heavenward. Christ has ascended in triumph. Christ reigns in glory. Christ intercedes for his church. And Christ shall come again. Until that day, may we faithfully worship him Sunday after Sunday. May we boldly witness to him, and may we joyfully follow where he has gone before. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.